Love.
Loveline is meant for an adult audience. Loveline may contain sexually oriented content. Listener discretion is advised. This is Loveline.
Loveline.
With Adam Carolla and Dr. Drew.
Hey, everybody, it's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Dr. Drew, board certified physician, Dixon Medley. Well, for the first time in, 9 years, Dr. Drew and I have actually made some notes.
We managed not to talk to each other, though.
That's the good part.
We did that, yeah.
The good part, we avoided that uncomfortable silence. I came in early tonight to get some work done.
Yeah, sure you did.
Well, Drew.
You did come in early, though.
I came in about 200% earlier than I normally do.
No, about more than that.
500%?
You were 10 minutes early.
Right.
That's 10 times your normal.
Right. Yeah, so no, it's about 9 times. Let's be fair.
900%.
Point is I got in extra early tonight at 9:52. Because I had some work I needed to get done.
Oh, good.
And who knows? I may burn the midnight oil tonight. I may be here till 12:01.
3? 4?
Well, depending when the show ends.
Yeah, don't get carried away.
If we end right on time, maybe 2 or 3. But if we run a few minutes late, yeah, Three or four.
Don't go crazy.
I got a notepad out. Drew got a little piece of paper out. He's making some scribblings on there. We're talking election.
Yes. And yet, strangely, I couldn't care.
I don't care either.
I have a strange apathy, worse than any apathy I experienced in the 70s, which was the age of apathy.
Well, I feel the same way. First off, I'm not buying the hype. Like, this is the most important election ever.
Yes, that's what's sort of making me disturbed.
But we do this every year, and this is strange. It's like, it's the most important Super Bowl ever. It's the most important World Series ever.
Then it all becomes
the most
nothing.
Important.
It all becomes
it's
empty.
It's dust in the wind 8 months from now. Make it 3 months.
But even when they're saying it, it becomes nothing because everything is something, a crisis. Everything is something amazing and never before happened before. You don't at least stop listening. Fourth time, you just go,
Okay, here's the problem when you hype everything and it doesn't really pay off. It becomes like a prize fighter who doesn't really deliver, and you're not going to buy the pay-per-view on the fifth fight because the last four were duds, no matter how much you hype them.
You're not going to do it.
You're just not going to do it. And this is what this vote or die stuff is, and it's so important. Oh, yeah, it's excruciatingly important that, you know, only 100 million people voted last time, and this time 108 million people are going to vote. It's a huge difference, Drew. And idiots, by the way, who weren't going to vote except for Puff Daddy got them to vote. These are the geniuses we need molding the country.
Right.
But, you know, sorry. So a couple thoughts. One is, why is this the most important election ever? Obviously, it's not. It's no different than any other election.
Right.
Everyone's very fervent about it. Oh, are you kidding? What do you mean? What's at stake? I don't know what's at stake, but it's about the same that was at stake four years ago. Oh, it's a different world. Not really.
Same world. We just didn't know it.
Yeah. It's the same thing. And issues. Hey, everyone. Guess what? We're relying on fossil fuels from the Middle East. Oh, that's been 35 years old. Oh, what? Ooh, trouble in the Middle East, everyone.
Oh, no way.
Oh, yeah.
No.
Oh, yeah. Hey, Palestinians having some trouble with the Israelis. Hey, Yasser Arafat, got to get him out of there. Fidel Castro. Boy, his days are numbered. It's a totally different world than it was 8, 12, 16 years ago. Or is it really just about the same and we're putting a new spin on it? That's number one. Yeah, okay, we had 9/11, but there's always been terrorism, especially around the world.
We have a new awareness of it all, that's all.
Yeah, that's right.
We've been playing in the game instead of...
Came in our backyard. Yeah. So anyway, look, if you want to vote, fine, but don't do the hype. This is the most important one ever, number one. Number two, I got this theory that the country sort of runs itself, or if it's not the president that needs to run it. Here's my case. Bush hasn't been in the White House for the last 9 months. He's just been out stumping. He's been at, like, slaughterhouses in Iowa. Mm-hmm. What's going on back at the White House? How does the country manage to run itself? Maybe it does.
Yeah.
Maybe we don't need him in there. Obviously, we don't need him in there. He's not been in there. I'm sure he's made a couple of phone calls and sent a couple of emails, if, in fact, he can email. But...
You know what's sort of ironic about that is that in the Fahrenheit 9/11, they make such a deal about him not being in the White House at the beginning.
Right.
But no one ever makes a deal about the fact that each president is not in the White House for 9 months out of the 4 years. Everyone.
I know. And here's the thing, too. You essentially spend your last year of your four-year contract not doing your job.
By the way, even if you're not running, you're stumping for the guy who's running to replace you.
Well, I'll tell you what I would be doing if I was Bush. I would be saying, hey, second term, no reelection. I'm going to hang in and do my job. Yeah, it's true. You do go out and do a little stumping for the next guy in your party who's trying to enter the Oval Office. But you're not like you do now.
Yeah.
I mean, this guy is not essentially checked in. He's not punched in at the White House in a year. Country seems to be fine. Another thing, this whole sort of hype of, oh, my God, if Bush is reelected, we're going to go off the edge of the earth. This is a catastrophe. This is a tragedy. Really? Do you ever notice any difference?
No.
We had Clinton.
Although a lot of people were saying that when Clinton went in first time around, it took a few years for things to spin out pretty good. Things did spin out pretty thoroughly.
I never noticed. I'll tell you, Reagan was the only guy I ever noticed a difference with. But then there's cyclical changes.
Right.
The world is just one big cyclical change. It's like, whoa, why did we get all the record rainfall this year? Why the record heat 2 years from now?
Must be something we did.
Must
we better
be
talk
something
to the volcano god.
That's right. Oh, the economy's good. Oh, the economy's bad. Really? I really think it's the cabinet, not the main guy. Sure, he is involved with picking the cabinet. But I don't think anyone would know the difference if you locked them in a room, you didn't give them the USA Today, have them go about their life. I don't think you'd know if Kerry or Bush was elected next year. I would defy anyone to do that, and I would love to put a gun to their head and say, we get
in
to
three
squeeze
years.
The trigger if you're wrong.
Right.
Yeah, I don't think any one of these stars that say the world is going to spin off its axis if Bush gets elected to another term would go for that deal, by the way.
I actually think, though, that's the reason I'm so apathetic. I'm sick and tired of
me too.
People who we shouldn't be listening to, who don't know S about S.
Oh, yes. Sean Penn's got an idea, everyone.
Oh, my God.
Sure. She's a genius. Of course. Yeah, just nothing worse than blowhard celebrities trying to tell you what to do. By the way, celebrities, everyone, less education than the rest of the world and don't really have a trade. And 100 years ago would just be shoveling S for a living.
Yeah.
Really no...
Well, then they would have an opinion I'd listen to.
Right.
You know what I mean? If they actually had to earn a living.
Right.
But, you know, I was thinking about this so as it pertains to Schwarzenegger, who's actually turned out to be pretty good.
Listen, I have no problem with Schwarzenegger. I know he's the butt of many jokes. And there's
he's a businessman, though.
Yeah, I know. And look, here's first off, I can't make fun of a guy's accent that much who... The reason a guy's got an accent is because he speaks another language that I don't speak.
Right.
It's really hard to do that for me. It's like, he speaks another language. I don't speak any other languages.
Right.
I barely speak this one, so I'll give him a little break. Although, he could get California down. You know, I mean, he doesn't have to do the California.
Yeah, yeah.
He really could just sit with a therapist and be like, California. You can't articulate yourself any better than that. Put the pencil across your mouth, California. Yeah, it could work.
California.
Yeah, I don't know what that is. It's a little passive aggressive. But the point is okay, get with the. You got to learn. Okay, here's what you got to learn.
Yeah.
You got to learn to pronounce your wife's name, your dog's name, your kid's name, and the state
for
which you govern over. Those are the only thing. And then other than that, do your own thing. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
All right, Drew, don't look at any of that crap yet.
All right.
Let's focus. So the point is. If you want to go out and vote tomorrow, fine. If you don't, that's fine, too. You're not going to die. And your vote's not going to, it's going to count for, do the math. 125 million people vote. Yours will be 125 million of that vote.
South Park did a great job with this where they had to vote between a douchebag and a turd sandwich. And Kyle gets, or Stan gets banished from the city for not wanting to vote because he thinks it's retarded. He comes back, realizes he's going to vote. It's an okay thing to do. And they go, I don't know, it's close here. Stan, great thing, good thing you voted. Well, let's see, a turd sandwich, 4,363. Douchebag, 87.
That's right.
Okay.
That's right. All right, so if you want to vote, fantastic. But you know what I was thinking to myself? There's a lot of this rhetoric going around where it's like, this is the greatest thing you can do as an American. You go out and vote. It's not only your duty and your obligation, but it's really about the best thing you can do as an American. And I was thinking to myself,
no.
Okay, I don't know, 2/3 of the country's within voting age, and I don't know, 3/4 of that 2/3 goes out and votes. It's over 100 million people are going out and voting. And I thought to myself, you know, there's so many things I'd rather those 100 million people do than vote.
For the country.
Yeah, you know, what if that 100 million people swore never to do a frivolous lawsuit? Or never to file for a disability when they felt fine.
That's what you can do for your country.
Or pledge to stick with their kids and rear them.
And
take care of
Utopia.
Them.
Utopia. That's it.
Didn't call the cops when there was no reason to call the cops, when they could have just walked over to their neighbor's house and told them to turn the stereo down, or didn't litter.
Don't go to the emergency room when you have a cold.
Right. Didn't block up the emergency room or get in line, have a flu shot when they were 28 and fine, or just didn't crap out a bunch of kids they couldn't take up. I mean, think of the things those Americans, those 100+ million
could actually
Americans
do for the country.
Could do and actually impact the country and turn into a utopia. I would rather take, if there's 110 million people who are voting, I'd rather just take the 10 million, let them vote, take the 100 million, and put them on
my
plan.
Have them do something, yeah. Have them do, because 10 million will represent, by the way.
10 million's a pretty good...
pretty good sample.
If you just go ahead and picture like the Rose Bowl filled to capacity, and then you do that
times
100,
yeah.
There's enough people in there.
Yeah.
Enough folks in there. Figure it out, right?
Genius.
Yeah.
We have to do this.
Yeah, well, if you want to do something, stop crapping out the kids. Stop the frivolous lawsuits. Stop hassling everybody. How about that?
We need to pay your
taxes.
We need a catchy phrase for that.
This is what you can do, by the way, if you love this country. You voting doesn't mean crap, by the way. You go down, you take the day off work, you get a cookie, you get a sticker, you feel real good about yourself, and then you go home, put the finishing touches on your lawsuit. You're suing your 8th casino in as many months. Fantastic.
McDonald's.
The point is take a good look. You want to be a good American? You don't have to vote. Why don't you take care of the kid you haven't seen in 8 years? Well, how about that?
I am so on board with
this. How about going to work? How about paying your taxes? You want to be a good American? These are things you can do. Don't get divorced.
Those are the most important things you can do.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
Take your kid out to a ball game. There you go. That's what you can do. Don't litter. Yeah. Why don't you get a smog check for your car. Put the catalytic converter back on it.
We need it. We need it. We need to catch
these are things you can do. Well, Drew, you're not coming up with it.
Civic. Wait a minute. Anything I say will sound retarded.
Yeah, that's good. All right, you got nothing. What else? What do you got, Drew? I got ideas over here.
I like your ideas. I'm going with them.
You rarely do, but what do you have? You have anything good?
I've already shot most of my stuff.
Really? It was nothing. You brought up a South Park episode.
South Park. That's about it.
No. Drew, you took notes for 5 minutes.
I know that none of them ain't good, though.
All right. Well, let's keep talking then for a second. Right. Another big thing is this three strikes business.
Yeah.
Everyone's going nuts for the three strikes thing, which is they want to repeal it because there's people in there.
Change it or something.
The
third
strike was stealing a donut.
Mm-hmm.
I think you and I share the same feeling on this.
Statistically, if you can't handle it, you got two strikes, you know a third strike's coming, and you get the third strike.
Yeah.
That's not a mistake.
Well, here's the other thing, too. I don't care if it's three times you stole three Hershey Kisses.
Right.
I like the kind of society where somebody says, hey, no more stealing Hershey Kisses.
Or else.
Just don't. And if you do, hey, we'll cut your head off the third time you do it. How about you don't even go in the liquor store. Just keep walking. If you can't stop yourself from doing that, I don't need you out in society. I don't really care what it is. Now, I prefer you rape somebody or murder someone for your third strike.
You wouldn't worry that the victim of crimes is an unfortunate reason for them. Yeah.
Can't stand it, and that's another problem.
That's a issue than the third strike, though, really. It's not the third strike that's responsible for the victim of crimes.
Well, here's the problem is here's what we do. We take these – first off, we focus on the letter of the law and not the Drew, jump in, please. Not the spirit of the law.
Yeah.
And three strikes is to keep dangerous people out of society.
Right.
And it ends up he's selling tabs at a fish concert.
Right.
And this guy's locked up next to the guy who, you know, killed his wife.
Mm-hmm.
That's the problem.
Right.
And I don't know why we can't discern between the two. It seems impossible.
Well, doesn't it seem symptomatic of the fact that we have too much emphasis on victimless crimes?
Yes.
That they're getting through that way?
Yes.
Right?
Here's the other thing, too. As far as crime goes, the job of the cops is really just to carry out the will of the people.
Mm-hmm.
Woody Harrelson is growing some hydroponic weed in the basement of his mom's house. Don't give a rat's ass. And no one else does either. So good. Done. Heidi Fleiss is getting a Japanese businessman like, don't care. Done. Move forward. Move forward. Uh-oh. Guy's carjacking. Uh-oh. Kid's graffitiing a freeway sign and crawling up there. These are things we care about.
Mm-hmm.
Let's focus on those. Can't you guys just focus on the stuff we care about? When was the last time we took a vote on, you know, pot and dealing drugs? And by the way, does everything just have to have one huge umbrella over it? Is drugs just have to be drugs?
Right.
Oh, you could be muling in kilos and kilos of black tar heroin in from Colombia. That same guy's the guy's selling the joint at the Grateful Dead
same
concert.
Thing. Same thing.
Can't judge. It's drugs. It's drugs, and they're all bad. Where do we get that, by the way? Can't we just decide what's bad? And there's no shades of gray?
It's all based on the Harrison Narcotic Act circa 1911.
Yeah. Here,
1914, I think it is. And nothing's, it has all come off of that without changing the fundamental principles.
Here's the thing we need to do. Here's where we're at now, and here's the problem.
Yeah.
We need to create some sort of crime menu in order.
Yeah.
Like, okay.
Well, I thought that's what this three strikes thing was, to modify it so some of the things wouldn't qualify for three strikes.
It would be nice. It
Which
would be
that?
Nice if it's just like, okay, murder yeah. is at the top of the list. And then you got rape. And then you start going down into arson and whatever. And, you know, a battery and all kinds of stuff. And then eventually you start getting down into drugs and some sort of, you know, tax evasion or whatever Martha Stewart did that was so horrible. You know, you start getting down to the crimes no one really cares about. And that's it. Right now it's like, oh, you got the guy? Yeah, you got the guy who tried to set his kid on fire and burned him over 90% of his body. He's doing 13 years, and so is the guy selling the acid at the Fish concert. They both
right.
got 13 years.
Right.
As a society, that's what we care about?
Right.
And it's sort of like we have this retarded approach to laws, which is, well, of course, society doesn't, but that's the law. What do you mean that's the law? Just do what we care about.
Yes. Well, but strangely enough, the judicial system is busy sort of creating laws in some areas and not listening to stuff we want to do in others. And they're supposed to carry out the will of the legislature, which is supposed to be acting on behalf of the people.
Right.
Period.
That's
period.
It. That's and, it. And it's turned into some sort of crazy thing where it's like, well, everyone knows O.J. was guilty, but they didn't prove within a reasonable doubt that so we're going to let him. No. Wait, remember the first part? We know he's guilty. Good enough. Throw him away. That's it. I don't know why we're trying to beat ourselves on technicalities. We have all these crazy mandatory sentences. There's way too many people in the joint for joints and consensual crimes. I don't understand that. By the way, it seemed like something we were closing in on about 30 years ago, and we made almost no headway on it at all. And it's one of the things the Republicans have sort of dropped the ball on, but it seems like everyone has dropped the ball on this.
Yes.
And somehow politicians turn into huge pussies when it comes to drugs. Oh, who? Crime? What? Drugs? Tough. Tough on crime. Tough on crime. Is it drugs or crime? Tough on drugs. Tough on crime, drugs. Drugs, crime. Yeah. But can we have anyone who just thinks logically?
Yes.
Obviously, look, I don't say guys that are bringing drugs in the country should get the Nobel Peace Prizes and have, you know, pay their cable bill for the next 5 years. I'm just saying there needs to be a place for them. I don't know where it is. Maybe they're doing a little work. Maybe they're by the side of the road picking up some garbage. It's not in the joint. I don't want to pay for them. I don't want them next. I don't want to make room for these guys so we can get the guy who set the kid on fire in there.
That's right.
I don't need that.
Or so we have to push him out after 3 years to
right.
make room for more
right.
potheads.
Yeah, the guy set the kid on fire is no different in the eyes of the law. I think it's so easy to figure out, by the way, when you just hear these crimes. It's very easy. As far as the three strikes thing, how come there's no common sense involved? I mean, okay, you stole three Tic Tacs.
We don't know. Maybe there is. In reality, maybe there is.
Well, the whole reason it got put into place is because each judge had their own particular spin
right.
on
right.
how much time a guy should do. So
right.
they started getting these retarded mandatory minimums. And then it's like, well, let's see. You got caught with a dime bag of weed. Let's check the mandatory minimum because judges are stupid. We can't trip above 27 years. Well, actually, you can get 3/4 of that. You'll be up for parole in 19 and a half years. Fantastic.
Go see you later.
Yeah, see you later. There you go. Yeah, let's see. You're 20. Yeah, you'll be out when you're 40. Fantastic. And then we just pay for this guy to rot in prison or get his GED or whatever it is. Well,
that's why this three-strike thing's being reconsidered.
All right. Well, but it's never as simple as these guys. Now we're going to let rapists out on the street. I don't know what the deal is, and I'm going back to my first thing, which is if you just get involved with the system and can't get out of the system, maybe you should go rot somewhere.
Yeah.
Whatever it's for.
Right. That's right.
Okay, everybody, you're not supposed to be going in and out of the courts all the time. Mm. You're just not. You're not supposed to. You get busted once, you gotta stay on the straight and narrow. You gotta keep your nose clean, as they used to call it on the streets. Or someone will drop a dime on you. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I hear you. All keep right. your nose clean.
All right, where are we, Drew? You fired
time
up?
Time for break.
Drew, very articulate,
yeah,
by
isn't
the
that
way.
Good? Yeah. Lots of great ideas, too.
Yeah, fantastic. Another episode of South Park. Yeah. And there's an episode of Family Guy that covered the elections you want to talk about.
Unacceptable.
Right, let's go, buddy.
The stuff I was is too esoteric.
Right? Too esoteric.
Spanish,
right.
American born.
Know your audience. Yes, Drew, you're too hip for the room. But break it down, would you?
All right.
And
going.
Let me just say one more thing. Break it down. Break it down. This is why everyone hates the Ace Man, but I got to speak. You know, there's this sort of thing where, Bush, he wants to give tax breaks to rich people.
Oh, yeah.
First off, I hate to say, Drew, and you'll never hear this on any other talk radio because people are scared to tell you what they make because if they tell you they make a lot of money, then somehow you're not going to like them. Everyone can kiss my ass, by the way. I make a lot of money. Of course I make a lot of money. That's what I do.
That's why you do this.
I'm in show business. Otherwise, I'd go back to swinging a hammer and have some goddamn dignity, by the way. But here's the thing.
Yeah.
I think we're rich. By
his standards, yes.
Yeah, by societal standards. When they do that thing where they go, he wants to give rich people a tax break, we're the people he's talking about. Here's the thing. Pay a ton of money in taxes. Have no idea what they're talking about. Loopholes, tax breaks for the rich. Oh, I get to keep all my money. Ah, I'm lighting cigars with $100 bills, and I'm going to grow a mustache.
Or
I need a gray top hat.
Or did you pay $600,000 in taxes last year?
Maybe seven. Oh. Yeah, yeah, that's it.
You got so much for that, though.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm a rich guy.
$700,000.
I'm a rich guy. Oh, yeah. I did everything. I got my own helicopter. Listen, I'm flying with the Blue Angels tomorrow. I got my own F-14 Tomcat.
Comes reliably every day. Mailman comes in the morning.
Mailman. Listen, I moved my mailbox. It was down the street because someone stole my mailbox. I just ripped the mailbox off, and I put a slot in my gate and said, hey, how about you feed it?
No,
and
no way.
It's like, kiss my ass. I'm not getting out of the truck. Really? Nothing? 700,000 club? Nothing? Nothing?
Nothing.
No.
Nothing.
So here's the thing.
Nothing.
No, nothing.
Nothing.
I get nothing. I get zero.
You get people talking about you're a bad guy. You get your mom looking at you saying,
oh, yeah, hey, buddy, why aren't you doing more? Yeah, yeah, kiss my ass, all you people. How dare you? Hey, the rich. Oh, please, the rich. I don't even know what they're talking about. Yeah, I'm sure there's incentives for businesses so they don't flee to Canada and Mexico and wherever else and do all this outsourcing. Fine, California's done a nice job of driving most businesses out of the state because they're crazy rules that have to do with, you know, disability and workman's comp and all this stuff with, like, FEMA and HEPA and HOOPA and OSHA and all this other nonsense. Yeah, of course. You move because you can't afford to do business, is what they call it.
Impossible.
In the state. Fine. But as far as just, rich guys? Yeah, yeah. Here's the deal. I pay 700 grand in taxes. School teacher pays 7 grand in taxes. Guess who the bad guy is?
You.
Ace Man. Yeah. Oh, and all the freebies I get from the government. Oh, my God. They're courting me. They're courting me like, oh, it's okay. I get a corsage, I get my own mailman, I get my own street cleaner. It's huge, Drew. I have my own school named after me. Or do I get the same thing engineer Chris over here lives at home? And actually, I get less because at least he's raping the system by taking the one class at the junior college. That's right. Chris, you get more. How much did engineer Chris pay last year? $9.
I didn't pay.
Okay, no dollars. You pay no dollars. And the reason guys like you don't have to pay is because guys like me
are bad.
Pay
you're a bad guy.
For 500 people, but I'm a bad guy. Oh, I'm a horrible guy. And Bush, he's my man because it's free. Oh, imagine if Bush wasn't in there.
Oh.
Imagine how much I'd be paying and how little I'd be getting. I'd be paying $1 million and be getting cornholed by firemen. Really? 700 grand and zero? You could do worse? I could do worse than what I'm doing? Fantastic. Kiss my ass, by the way. And I don't even use anything. I don't use the schools. I don't use anything.
I don't use the roads.
I use the roads. I don't use the places that have the books.
Yeah, yeah.
What is
I don't want to bother you with that.
What is that?
No.
What is that? What is that?
Library.
Library. I don't go into those places. I don't do anything. Just stay home and hope to die. That's it. All right. Chris, what'd you pay again last year?
Nothing.
There you go. All right.
He uses the roads too, though.
Oh, same roads. Yeah, same kind. Get a parking ticket, same thing. All right. You ready? Let's take a break.
All right, let's take a break.
We'll be right back after this. Hey, everybody. It's Love Line, man. It's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Dr. Drew rocking the vote tonight.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, got a piece of paper that said South Park on it. Yeah. Woo! Get paid the same.
Unacceptable.
Yeah. I hope we do. Yeah. Keep my fingers crossed. Oh, Christ. All right, everybody. What's going on?
We're breaking it down.
Let's break it down. Let's go.
We're just talking about how this rock the vote thing
is
somewhat hypocritical in that you have to rock the vote, but you have to vote for Kerry.
Yeah.
Or else you can't. You have to be ashamed of if you vote.
You can vote or die or rock the vote, but for Kerry.
But vote our way.
Yeah.
What?
Vote for Bush, you got to kind of be quiet, especially in this town. I'm sure there are towns where you don't have to, but in Los Angeles, especially if you're in the entertainment world.
Yeah, the whole rock the vote thing or vote or die thing is all about that.
Yeah, it's a thinly veiled vote Democrat thing.
But
yeah.
Again, they are shaming people that actually vote differently. It's like,
yeah. All right.
It's very, very strange.
Yeah. All right. And, all right. I'm done.
Well, the nice thing about us, we don't have any strong feelings either way.
No. Listen, Bush seems a little bit like a deer in the headlights, although the guy flew F-102s or 104s or whatever he flew, so he's not a retard. And by the way, those planes back then didn't fly themselves, and he's not an idiot. You just can't fly those planes and be an idiot.
Right.
Probably can't get to where he got in life and be an idiot. On the other hand, I wouldn't call him impressive. Kerry, I have no idea what he does. And I certainly wouldn't call him. I'm not blown away by the guy by any stretch of the imagination. He's got a plan. He's keeping it to himself. And by the way, all you Kerry fanatics out there, it'll be great in 2 years. It'll be a utopia.
Utopia.
Everyone. Oh, the colored man will be on top where he belongs. All poor people will be rich. Rich people will be paying for everyone. A utopia. It'll be great. Crime will be gone. Fantastic. The terrorists. And by the way, the rest of the country is going to respect us. The rest of the world, I should say, is going to respect us. That's the way it is. That's the way terrorists work, by the way. Once they find out you're good people, they leave you alone. You just sniff the glove. They're like dogs.
Yeah.
You sniff the glove. They realize you're okay. They stop barking. That's what terrorists want.
Of course.
Yeah, they love weakness, by the way.
Yes.
They love it when
they
lay back.
To that.
Yeah, respect them. They want respect. All they want is respect. They leave you alone. That's what they want.
Please.
Especially in the Middle East. That's all they want. You know what their motto is? Live and let live. They want to go about their ways. They have a rich culture and beating the crap out of women and oppressing people.
But hey, sera, sera.
Yeah, and genital mutilation. That's their thing. And these are folks...
You sound like you might be judging.
They just want to be left alone. That's all right. And then it's fine. They don't fight, by the way. You leave them alone, there's no fighting going on.
By the way, we would like nothing better than... That's what we were doing, was leaving them alone. That's
nice.
A problem.
Yeah.
That's what we were doing.
We'll leave them alone, Drew. That's all. We won't have any more trouble from those people. Just respect them and leave them alone. We got to respect their culture. That's all.
Can't judge.
Cannot judge. Impossible. Jillian?
Yes?
Fantastic. What's up?
I was wondering how you can say that this election isn't important when you are the people that hear from everyone my age that has problems with unprotected sex.
Well,
and the president has vowed to only support abstinence-only programs.
You know what? These people are going to be around whether the government funnels money into it or not.
Yeah.
It's very hard from our perspective to see a big difference. I'm sure if you work for Planned Parenthood, you'd feel differently. But,
yeah.
And I, of course, we are very much in favor of abstinence, but abstinence-only education where you're not allowed to talk about any other alternatives than abstinence, of course, don't work. Even the people that back abstinence-only sort of backpedal from that in terms of how they present their case. Yeah, I'm not happy about that at all.
Yeah.
Okay.
But look, here's the thing. There's this sort of thing where... If we get a Republican in office, women are going to lose the rights over their reproductive systems. Back alley abortions. Look out. We got a Republican in office.
Yeah.
Where's the back alley abortions? Things just don't change that much. That's all. You go to Planned Parenthood, you get an abortion. There's a Republican in office. How does that work? There's this idea that there's some sort of here's the seed that the other party plants. Here's what's going to do. We let a Democrat in office. He's going to take away your guns.
Yeah.
That's what the Republicans say. They take away your guns. He's going to take your guns. He's coming for your guns. All right. Well, Clinton was in there for 4 years.
8 years.
I mean, sorry, 8 years. He didn't seem to want anyone's guns. Mm-hmm. Want to give himself a BJ. Want to relax a little. Try to avoid his wife. Do his thing. Maybe a little travel. Not interested in your guns. Okay? 8 years. Everyone's still got their guns. Bush gets in there. That's it for reproductive rights. That's it. Women, back alley abortions. Well, doesn't seem to happen either. The reality is no one really does anything anymore. You know, the borders. What goes on with the borders? I don't even know who to vote for. If illegal immigration was your number one concern, who do you vote for? A Democrat or Republican?
I know.
They're both tough on everything, except for they do nothing. But this is big. This is important. Tomorrow, most important election ever. Yeah, we'll see. Yeah, see who notices the difference.
I do wonder about these social programs, though, I got to tell you. Like what Jillian was just talking about, that is the area where I do see some troubling trends.
Well, Republicans are retards with that sort of stuff. They're just idiots. You know, and look, there's AIDS is being spread around like a wildfire in, you know, 1986, and they don't want to give clean needles to junkies. That's they're stupid. But then the Democrats want to just give money to the welfare moms that are crapping out the kids that are infected with the AIDS and keep them sustained.
Right.
They're both idiots. At the end of the day...
They're both idiots.
Yes, they're both idiots. But at the end of the day, I would rather vote for the guy who doesn't give out the clean needles, because at least that's nothing. You want to...
It's not pushing things in the wrong direction.
You want to blow junkies?
Yeah.
That's your prerogative.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
All right. No, Drew, I'm saying to you, you want to blow a junkie?
Right now?
Yeah. It's your prerogative. Jeff?
No, not right now.
I know. In the morning after pills, something we've been wanting to get along.
But you know that, even no matter how the government gets behind that, you know we're still going to be fighting. In fact, they'll even get worse, I bet
by
you.
By the way, Clinton was in office
during eight years
when the whole thing got started and did zero.
That's when you met Waters. What's her name?
Maxine
Waters. That was during Clinton administration.
Yeah. Actually, Aunt Esther was who it was.
And there was nothing being done about that.
Of course not. Don't think that Democrats don't love everyone like you think they do. Here's the thing. You think, Republicans hate everyone. They just love money.
No.
Democrats love everyone. They don't do anything for anyone either. Yeah. They want to look like it. Yeah, sure. I saw Maxine Waters. She's a nutty old bat. Doesn't know anything. She's just eyes spinning around like pinwheels.
What'd you call her?
Aunt Esther. From Sanford and Son. No idea what the morning after pill was. Yeah, her constituency couldn't use it.
Oh.
Tell me the science was still out on it. Of course. She talks out her ass. That's all these people do. They don't know anything. They just want you to go away. Don't do anything. They just sit around. Please.
Hello?
Jeff?
Yeah.
You're 22?
Yeah.
What's happening?
I got a little mature fetish.
Yeah.
What does that mean?
Oh, hold on, though. Speaking of Maxine Waters, everyone's got to vote for Barbara Boxer, otherwise back alley abortions.
Of course.
Right in.
Of course.
Pow. Coat hangers. Pow.
Only back alleys.
Pregnant or not, male and female. If you don't have a bun in the oven, we'll stuff one in you, and they'll tear it out with a coat hanger in the
coat
back
hanger,
alley, by the way.
In a day, we do abortions with medication.
Yeah, no, back alley. Back alley.
Got to have coat hangers.
Barbara Boxer. Otherwise, back alley abortions. Mm-hmm. You want back alley abortions? All right. You don't? Want them?
Sounds quiet, actually.
It sounds like a bed and breakfast.
That's
doesn't?
Right.
Where are you staying? We're going off to Carmel, and then we're going off to wine country. Where are you staying? Back alley abortions. Oh, that's nice. We're there. They have the real high beds.
It's actually a vineyard up there, back alley abortion.
All right, Jeff. Yeah, women are going to lose, they're going to have control of their uterus. Yeah, they're going to have control of it anymore.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Jeff.
Ever since the beginning of college, I sort of started to get this little mature fetish.
Mm-hmm. What does that mean?
Yeah, what does that mean?
I kind of like women, you know, a little older, like 30s, 40s, something like that.
Mm-hmm. You no good hooligan!
Yeah, maybe get Maxine Waters and Barbara Boxer, and then you knock them up, and they don't get reelected, and it's
back alley abortion.
Back alley abortion. Yeah. All right, go ahead. Sorry.
All right, well, here's my question. First part is, Dr. Drew, I know I've heard you say on previous shows that you don't really know where fetishes form, but...
Not in any sort of descriptive...
We've now narrowed it down to the state of Florida, though. We're not sure
they come from
what
Florida.
City it's in.
Sometimes Germany.
Right.
But, yeah, there is not fully understood how this evolves.
Right. Well, the second and more important part of my question is, I've been dating this girl basically since high school. We took about a year break in between. But so we've been together a long time. But just tonight, the reason I'm calling is, I logged on to a dating service and sent out about 30 or 40 emails to women in the area who are older, mm-hmm. asking if they'd like to fulfill my fantasy. Mm-hmm. And my question is, I mean, I don't really know what to do, you know. I like my girlfriend, I love her and all, but...
Sure, it's apparent.
You can't really do anything
mass mailing.
Yeah, maybe it's time to... Maybe it's just time to break up with your girlfriend.
Yeah,
start with
I'd say so. Go ahead.
You've already betrayed her rather seriously here.
You're doing the mass mailing on the internet.
Yeah.
I'd say it's time to break it up. And I know you're deeply in love.
Of course. How dare you?
Deep love.
Deep.
Deep love.
Deep.
Deep love. Deep
so, A, break up with a girlfriend. B, don't follow through on this plan to just troll for somebody, anybody out there over the age of 30. God only knows what you'll get involved with.
Yeah.
And then kind of look in. These kinds of behaviors don't exist in a vacuum.
Yeah.
This is not just I'm into mature fetish. This is sounds like sexual compulsion, really. It's like you're going to go out and just find anybody over the web, right?
Right.
That's prostitution, basically.
All right. Good times. Let me just say this one more time, not to put too fine a point on, but I don't even know. What does Maxine Waters do out here? Do you think she knows? You know what state or city she represents? She's, I don't know, congresswoman? Mm-hmm. I don't even know what she does. Here's my point. She's a Democrat. She's crazy Democrat. She is as, left as you go. Left of, brown.
Yeah.
Super left. I saw her on Politically Incorrect. I was doing Politically Incorrect about 3 years ago. I brought up the morning after pill. She hadn't heard of it, not interested in it. So, again, just not to put too fine a point on it, but don't think, this is something that the Republicans are trying to squelch with the Democrats. Maxine Waters didn't even heard of it, does nothing for it. Zero. Okay, she's interested in reparations.
They're interested in the flow of money, really.
That's right. We got to get more money funneled into the inner city. I got to get a park put up, and I got to put my name put on it. That's what they're not interested in actually doing anything
for
that's
people.
Actually going to do anything for anybody. They're just interested in giving money to people in the short term. I got to get someone $1,200.
By the way, when has any government funded, particularly federally, funded works done anything for anybody around here?
I don't know.
Not in this state.
Look, here's the deal, everybody, with your crappy in Canada they have a just go to work, would ya? What are you gonna do, just sit around? What the government's not doing for you? They should be giving healthcare should be a right for no it's not it's not a right. Look, the company that builds PET scans and CAT scans, those are multi-million dollar pieces of equipment. We should just go get it from them for free. Hey, give us that. No, give us. But there's $200,000 worth of titanium and computer parts. Uh-huh. Give us.
And billions of research. Billions of research.
Listen.
It's for the good of humanity.
My cat has a tumor. Give me that. It's free. It's all free. No, it's not free. If it were free, it wouldn't exist. Aha. Uh-huh. That's the thing. All the medicines, all the AZT, all the PET scans and the CAT scans, all this crazy technology, it wouldn't be here because no one would develop it, because no one would develop these drugs, and there'd be no money for R&D. You understand? So your plan doesn't work because your plan would not have a future for this equipment. No one would do it.
For the history of medicine.
Yes, you'd be the company that says, Hey, listen, I got an idea for a magnetic resonant frequency. Forget it. Because as soon as we finish it, some hippies are going to take it. No. Everything costs money. You want something? You got to pay for it. Now, here's the job. Go to work. Get some money. Get yourself some good health care. That's what you need to focus on. That's what everyone needs to focus on. Don't sit around and worry about what everyone else is doing. Go to work. Make some money and quit your whining. And then pay for stuff. And then do whatever you want. You want the best of health care? Go ahead. Pay for it. Fantastic. You want to build a fence around your house, hire a security guard? Go ahead. You want a car with 700 airbags on? Go ahead. That's it. Make money, then do it. And shut up. Quit complaining. Make me sick. Chris, how much you pay in taxes last year?
Nothing.
Okay, good. Okay. All right. All right. Well,
you didn't complain,
I'll get Maxine Waters on the horn. Maybe she can give you something. All right. Let's take a quick break. We'll be right back after this. Hey, everybody. It's Loveline, madam. That's Dr. Drew. Rocking the vote. Drew's angry, boy. He's a doctor. He ain't getting paid. Yeah. Hey, baby. It's a right for everyone. Everyone on the planet. Every single person should have guys who went to college for 20 years give them freebies. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. How about lawyers?
Well, they should work for free, too.
They should work for free.
Oh, no, wait a minute. That's different.
No, they just rape big businesses.
Yeah. Yeah. And the patient-doctor privilege relationship, that should be at the liberty of the attorneys. But the attorney-client relationship, that's sacrosanct.
Yeah,
that
sure.
We care about.
Right, right. Yeah, what about the attorneys? Why don't they? Shouldn't everyone have the right to a legal representation?
Sure.
When I want to file another frivolous lawsuit.
It's a right.
Tell you what I'm going to do. I want to file a frivolous lawsuit. I'm going to get an attorney, and I'll go see the doctor. He can work on me for free, and the attorney can get 10%.
Here's what I want.
Let's make it 50%.
Run on a platform of a legal care system similar to Medicare.
Mm-hmm.
Government run.
Mm-hmm.
Control prices.
That's right.
See how that goes down.
Yeah, yeah. See how John Edwards likes that, by the way. Guy's made billions of dollars as a trial attorney. That's fantastic. That's right. Oh, you can only sue the cigarette companies for a couple, $1,500. Yeah, there you go.
Wait, no. No, you can as much as you want, but your hourly rate will be controlled.
Yeah, it's controlled.
Determined.
What do you get, 18 bucks an hour, 20 bucks an hour?
We'll give them 60 bucks an hour.
There you go.
Before expenses.
Now, Drew, everyone has a right. It's a right. Janice, you have a right to the best, by the way. Not just medical care, the best medical care.
Oh, the best.
You know, yeah. In Canada, that's why they come over here, huh? Where everyone comes here to get worked on. Yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Because we are
Janice.
The best.
Yeah, we're
the best.
Thank you. Everyone's right. And listen, here's the thing, everybody. Here's what I'm saying. If you don't feel like working, if you don't feel like putting anything into the system, if you don't feel like paying taxes, if you don't feel like doing anything, that's fine. You have a right to the best medical care the world can provide in this United States. That's right. And what if everyone thought that way? Where's the money come from? What do you do, Drew? Who pays you?
How about who does the system? Who actually gives the care?
Drew, don't argue. You have the right in Canada to take care of everyone. Janice?
Yes.
Go ahead, baby doll. You got a Germany or Florida for us?
I do indeed. This one is entitled Something You Don't See Every Day. I don't know why they titled it that, but anyway. Police detained.
I've never had a title for a Germany or Florida.
No, but I like it. Yeah. I like it.
In fact, now whoever calls that should endeavor to create a title for us.
It's never going to work.
On the internet, so you know. Police detained a naked 25-year-old woman and her 23-year-old partner who were engaged in sexual intercourse on the pavement in the middle of a busy shopping district, police said Saturday. The couple was spotted by pedestrians late Friday morning having intercourse. Mm. Pedestrians in the town of 40,000 called police, but the couple initially ignored police orders to stop. The naked couple continued their passion-filled activity on the cold asphalt, a police spokesman said. They finally followed police instructions to stop on the third warning. Mm-hmm. The spokesman said that...
You get hit with that beanbag, you lose your boner.
How about the nightstick in the ass?
That's not good. $125 fine.
Not in the ass, on the ass.
I see. Okay, sorry. $125 what?
$125 fine each for disturbing the peace.
Mm-hmm. All right. Hold on a second.
All right, there's a number of clues in this one.
Number of clues. A, asphalt.
Cold asphalt.
Well,
cold asphalt.
Yeah, but that's like saying filthy ground. Anytime you say it, you'd say it. Unless
in
it was
Florida?
Hot.
Cold asphalt?
I don't think, here's the whole thing.
It was morning, though.
I don't like asphalt. I don't think Germany goes for asphalt.
Audubon's asphalt.
I think they go for concrete. I think it's concrete.
Okay, all right.
I have a little blacktop.
Okay, yeah, it's a little blacktop.
I got to look into it. The point is right. Not stopping when the cops are there, this means you're exquisitely
drugs.
High.
Yeah, drugs.
You're
absolutely.
High.
So that's Florida.
Yeah. Okay.
Town of 40,000.
Could never know. Never know.
Yeah. The naked exhibitionism, though, sounds German.
Sounds German.
Yeah.
What do you think? You go German. I think you're thinking German.
No, I'm going Florida.
Go German. You're thinking German.
You go German. All right, Germany.
All right. I'm going Florida.
It's Florida.
Shush up. Oh, wait a minute. Where is she?
Two.
Janice. Okay, you got Germany, I got Florida. Go ahead, Janice.
Well, I have to say, Drew, you're right. It is Germany.
Yeah.
Wow.
Isn't that true? Start trusting my gut.
Just anything Adam says, I'm going to do.
Yeah. All right, there you go. Hey, Janice?
Yes.
Thank you for calling, by the way.
You're welcome.
All right. Good times, there, baby doll. We'll send you out a home version of the game. And
Windbreaker.
Yeah, Windbreaker. 25, Janice.
Yeah.
I don't see too many Janices at 25. Yeah, Burbank. All right, let's take ourselves a little break. What's your opinion on stem cell research? That's a good question for the doc. Stem cell after this. Hey, everybody, it's Loveline, man. It's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Big election show, Drew.
Oh, yeah.
Got a lot of thoughts on the elections.
A lot.
A lot. It's got this whole South Park episode you'd like to recite. Let me say this. Yes.
You say.
Okay, here's what I want to say. Here's the guy I would vote for. First off, does anyone say anything? Is there anyone close to dynamic that could actually get to the point where you could actually cast a vote for them?
Yeah.
Does anyone say anything? I don't even know. I've heard Kerry talk for 1,000 hours. I don't even know what he's talking about. We have renewed faith in America. We're looking forward to hope. hope is on the way. Oh, wait, well, on the way? Hope is what you get to. You can have hope all the time, by the way. Spring's eternal, you know? Hope isn't on the way. The solution is on the way. You get hope.
Be here.
Hope's here. Hope's everywhere. You're in the joint. You have hope. You're not hoping for hope.
Yeah.
Hope on the way means you're hoping for hope.
Because hope, if you don't have hope, you don't have your dreams. And Adam, if you don't have dreams.
I don't even know what they're talking about. Restore. Here's the guy I would vote for. The guy I would vote for is the guy who got up there and said, look, we live in a pretty damn good country. And it's better than all the other ones, but there's plenty of room for improvement. And by the way, let's look at the competition. By the way, Mexico, Iraq, give me a break. Okay, Special Olympics of countries, by the way. All right, but we can't compare ourselves to these other crappy countries. We can do a lot better than what we got. And here's what I've looked around. I've been around for like 50 years. Here's what I've seen. There's about 3 to 8% of the citizens of this country effing it up for everybody. Here's my plan. We're going to stamp out those 5 to 10% of society, and then it's going to be utopia.
Not stamp out, but just not listen to them. Stamp out, support them, give what they need, but not let them control everybody else.
Yeah, we're going to, whatever. We don't care what they have to say, but no, I mean stamp out. I'm talking about the, multiple frivolous lawsuit, broad, crazy guy, the guy's not paying his taxes or he's not taking his kids or the mom with, 19 kids. She's on welfare. She keeps crapping out the kids. We're going to focus on these people. You guys who want to blow a little reefer, roll through a four-way stop, pay your taxes. We won't. We'll stay. You mind your own beeswax. We'll mind ours.
Mm-hmm.
Here's the deal. Small percentage of people around the world, your Benny Ladens and company, will be going after them.
Mm-hmm.
Small percentage of the welfare moms with the 20 kids or the serial killers or the pedophiles, very small percentage, by the way, will be going after them.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? That's our plan. And it's not going to affect you guys. You want to drink beer out of a glass bottle at a ball game? Fine. You want to throw it out on the field? The guy who throws it out on the field is going to get arrested. Not the guy who sold him the beer bottle.
Right.
He doesn't get arrested.
Right.
He's just a beer vendor. The guy chucks it out on the field and whacks a ball girl on the head, he goes to jail. That we all don't have to drink beer out of a plastic bottle and like we're idiots because one guy 1 year chucked a bottle out there. That's what we're going to do. That's what we're going to. But we're coming down hard on the a-hole who's effing it up for everyone else.
Mm-hmm.
We're not going to tolerate it. That's it. It's like we're on a big lifeboat and someone wants to hog all the provisions and then take a leak on the bread. No. He's getting thrown in the ocean. That's what it is. It's a huge lifeboat. We got to survive. We only have enough provisions for X amount of time, whatever. Everyone's got to row. They have to take their turn fishing. They have to take their turn tending to the needed. And then we got one guy who says, no, I'm eating everything. Oh, yeah. Oh, no. Eat your ration. No, I don't want my ration. I'm eating more. Oh, no. Well, you got to fish, too. No, I'm not fishing. No, I'm not tending to the sick. No, I'm going to eat everyone else's ration, and I'm going to take a leak on the in the canteen. That's what I'm going to do. That guy gets tossed in the ocean. That's it. And anyone else? Any other questions? Huh? No? I didn't think so. Sit down. That's the society I want to live in. And people are like, well, what if he can't stop? I don't care then. Oh, but what if there's problems that he had? His parents didn't love him, so he has to whiz
wait,
in your
no,
canteen,
by the way, let me
toss
tell you,
him in the ocean.
We can support and take care of guys at that, but we can't let them determine
dictate.
How the rest of the boat's going to function.
Yeah, okay. So now, here's the thing. Everyone has to have a special cap on their canteen because the one guy, and we got to fight with it every time.
Yes. We'd be fine with that.
No,
a group of guys on the boat, they're going to make it your responsibility
yes.
that anything this guy does is your problem.
Yeah, well,
your
no.
problem, your fault. You don't have the right cap on the canteen. That's why he peed in it.
Right.
It's your fault. We're going to sue you.
Right.
We're going to throw you off the boat.
Yes.
We're throwing you off the boat. You don't have the right cap on your canteen.
I agree with you, but I, as a guy who whizzes in sinks, by the way, not canteens, am tired of struggling with my cap.
I'm just saying there's guys there are going to make sure that you put that cap on or else go after you.
I want them tossed in the ocean, too.
All right.
And... we got to go after Kevorkian. We got to go after Woody Harrelson. It just please.
Did you see the 2020 a couple nights ago about the prostitution ring run by the mother and her daughter and granddaughter?
No.
Okay.
I wish I'd seen it.
Yeah. And again, well, that judge had the good sense to go, doesn't the FBI have better things to do than to break this up?
Oh,
really,
please.
It takes you a year to break this up.
Look,
chase and spend millions of dollars.
Yeah,
please.
That's the other thing, which is here's the whole thing. It's all about Homeland Security. It's all about safety. And whether that threat comes from within or from without. Whatever it is. Someone wants to physically do anything to you, they're in trouble. Guy wants to grow a pot plant, his window box, I don't care. That's it. That's how it works.
I feel like we need a new sort of
priority
standard. Yeah, a new because I think people would basically agree.
You don't have to go into these extremes. Who would not agree with we want a guy who might do physical violence to you put behind bars? A guy wants to grow a pot plant in his yard. We don't care so much about him. Who's going to argue with it? Guy wants to visit a prostitute. Don't care as much about him. I'm not saying it's a good thing. I'm not saying society should turn to a bunch of Johns and prostitutes. I'm only saying, in terms of focusing, let's focus on the guys planning the carjacking. Let's focus on the terrorists. Let's not put all the resources into the Ma and Pa prostitution ring. Let's focus on getting some guys who speak the language, and we can start busting some of these terrorists. That's all. Let's just focus on that. Who's going to argue with that? Why does someone have to pipe up? And why, when someone pipes up, do we have to listen? Just tell them to shut up.
See, that's the part that's missing.
Oh, you idiots. And believe me, I've had a job here for years. I get a letter from every pussy across the country. I got GLAD. Write me letters. I got the Scientologists
writing.
Oh, you got GLAD. We got Scientologists. We got every group there is that represents every minority group in the world has written me. Like, just shut up. Don't care. And by the way, you tell them to shut up, guess what? They go away. You reply and you apologize, you get another letter. Because it's
more
all
letters,
they're interested
more
in
letters.
Doing. That's right. Please, everyone, stop writing letters. Stop with the lawsuits. Stop complaining. Just go to work and take care of your kids and shut up.
Only you should be complaining.
Yeah.
Yeah, everyone else stop complaining.
I'm a professional.
Complainer.
Chris, how much you paying taxes last year, buddy?
Nothing.
All right, let's do multiple choice. Nothing, 50 cents, or $1.
Nothing.
Right. Wait. Now, to be fair, he's paid some sales taxes.
Oh,
taxes. Some gasoline taxes.
Of course.
All right. You're paying.
Where else might he pay some taxes?
That's it. All right. You ready to rock?
Here we go.
Where are we going?
Here we go.
Let's break it down. Josh.
Hello.
22. What's up?
First off, just wanted to say I've been listening to you guys since, like, eighth grade. You rocked
nice.
Back when, Adam, you wanted to... create your own town called Booville.
Yeah.
When he declared himself philosopher warrior.
Yeah, I'm thinking about moving back to Booville. I got some acreage in Plentywood, Montana.
Plentywood.
I'll come over. I'll handle anything you need. It's all good.
Thank you. What's up, Josh?
Hi. You guys were talking about abortion rights and all that stuff with the different candidates. But I wanted to know what you guys thought about stem cell research as far as the different parties go.
Yeah, well, it's turned into quite a political hotbed, this stem cell research. I don't think it's as cut and dry as everyone says.
No, it isn't.
Drew, you're the doctor, but here's the thing. I got to talk. You know, I think I think, first off, it's promising. It's interesting. It should definitely be looked into. We shouldn't let religion just sort of get in and, you know, I don't like Bush and all his Bible thumping and all this kind of stuff. On the other hand, we don't need the state or the government funding it, per se.
Right.
You know, I believe there might be money in it, and we should let companies look into it.
But the question is, what do you do with embryonic tissue that is sort of left over?
Yeah.
Which we haven't decided what to do it with. Does that mean every fertilized... I mean, Ann's got a bunch of fertilized eggs sitting over at the fertility office.
I know. Well, actually...
Like 15 of them or something.
Well, she's down 11 now. I ate 4 of them.
Okay.
She put them in the fridge over at 93.1.
They'll scramble.
They're in the mini kitchen over there. She didn't mark them. You got to write your name. You got to use a Sharpie and write your name on it.
I know she was a little edgy tonight, but I didn't know why.
I ate them. All right.
But the fact is that there's a lot of leftover embryos from fertility treatment, and then no one has decided what to do with them. Is it going to be philosophically the case that we will have to turn every one of those into a human? Is that what we're saying?
What do you mean turn them into a human?
That's what the argument is, that we can't destroy them.
Oh, I see. That's what the rights argument is.
Right.
Yeah.
And,
well,
and or,
of course,
if these things are going to never become a human.
Because
the argument is if there's a potential life, we have an obligation to protect.
You can't play God. You can't play God.
But it's a good argument.
I know. But listen, these are the same. These guys' grandparents were arguing that, you know, lung and heart transplants gave you the soul of somebody
else
in the 50s and 60s.
It has some of that same quality to these discussions. But the fact is, we need to decide what to do with these embryos. They're probably not going to become humans. If they're not going to become humans, that tissue could be put to great use in research. But the cells are going to be available from other countries.
And
so why can't we at least just do the research here? Does that make us immoral if we use cells that other people are using?
My point is why is it that it's not at all possible with even cells from other places, not necessarily our country? Because that's
right.
I'm
with you.
Here's the thing, though. I don't think it's.
I'm with you, Josh.
You know, I don't think it's the panacea. Like, oh well, Christopher Reeves would be alive today.
No way.
But I think people make it too easy on themselves. This is going to cure paralysis.
Look, the research is being done all over the world. This is not the only country where the research can be done. It's being done everywhere, and it's not going anywhere.
Right.
It's really not going anywhere fast.
Okay.
It may get somewhere eventually, but
it would be nice to pursue it, and it would be nice.
Absolutely.
And by the way, and I think you're the same as I am, which is listen, your own personal beliefs are fine, your own religion, your own God, whoever you got, but you shut up when it comes to society. You're pragmatic and you move forward scientifically, and it's like it's like not sending a rocket to outer space because we're going to offend God.
Well, but
you know,
this is a philosophical discussion that's not religiously based.
All those against it are religious.
But hang on, if you could use these embryos for however you please, then you could argue in favor of abortive medication.
Slippery slope.
Well, you it's totally consistent. It's not a slippery slope. Just you'd have to say, well, it's okay then to let a fertilized egg not implant. Which is not what the morning after pill does, by the way. It works. And so for me, I kind of want to protect that territory because I don't want that morning after pill to be attacked on yet another front.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I don't know.
All right. Well, look, you're obviously a man of science, but first a man of passion.
Passion.
Passionate man. Not about science, ironically, but about frauds. All right. Chris, nothing in taxes. Not yet.
Right, nothing.
Sales tax, though. At least $1.50 in sales tax.
Yeah. All right. When he bought the How to Cheat the Government book.
Wait, you got it. Taxes, yeah.
You ready to rock?
Yeah.
All right, we'll go to Christine.
Yeah.
All right, so stem cell, we're for it.
Yeah.
Don't think you should be fundamentally opposed to it. On the other hand, not like Christopher Reeves would have popped out of his wheelchair.
No way.
And started dancing like the creepy Magic Mountain guy because of this. Don't kid yourselves. Many, many years off.
I hear that's women, by the way.
But we need to... Oh, really? Scarier.
Yeah.
We need to move forward scientific endeavors. And that whole slippery slope thing, we'll cross that slippery slope when we get to it. Christine, you're 21?
Yep.
What's up?
Well, the situation is on Friday, my boyfriend had sex and the condom broke.
Mm-hmm.
So the next morning, I went to take the morning after pill, but I've never had to do that before, and I actually don't really know much about it, and I'm wondering, you know, is it 100% effective? And if it's not, how soon can I take a pregnancy test? That's going to
it's about It's about 90%, between 80 and 90% in the time range in which you took it. So it's pretty good. Where were you on your cycle?
Well, see, that's the kind of other thing I was worried about. I think my period was late, and I was wondering maybe if I was pregnant already, because I know condoms aren't 100% effective.
Well, you can go ahead and take a pregnancy test now and take it again in a week.
So you'd been using the condoms before this.
Yeah.
Yeah, of course.
If they don't break and they don't slip off, and he puts it on properly, they're very good.
Really?
Oh, okay.
I use repurposed ones from a gay bar.
That's not so good. Yeah. Repurposing condoms, not a great plan.
Well, you save money where you
gotta
can.
You got to do what you got to do, but I wouldn't go for that plan.
All right, well, that's me.
But Christine, you did exactly the right thing.
And
this is in the past how the condom would fail. You rip it and do it during your ovulation phase, and that'd be that. But now you can prevent the ovulation from occurring with the morning after pill.
All right. Well, good times.
Good times, though, huh?
Yeah. And again, you don't have to hear it from us. Maxine Waters is exalting the virtues of it. You ready to go?
There we Sherry go. Come on.
All right, let's go. Let's keep rock. On. Sherry?
Hello.
26? Yeah.
Hi.
What's up, baby doll?
I have a couple of questions.
All right.
I have actually some questions for Drew. By the way, you guys are wonderful. I've been listening to you guys for so many years now.
Thank you.
This is the first time I've called in, so I'm kind of nervous.
Don't be. You're fine.
You live in San Francisco. You got nothing to worry about.
Yeah.
Think about that.
Beautiful over there.
Oh. That is very true.
Beautiful. You got that BART.
Oh,
nice BART.
You know, I took that from the airport last time I was up there.
Took the BART.
I'm sorry.
Took it from the airport.
Yeah. It's actually, they just finished that.
It was great.
Last year.
Except yeah, I ate on the train. I realized it was, as I went back, it's like no food anywhere. I wonder why people were staring at me.
Oh, really?
That was good.
BART is the Bay Area
Rapid Transit.
Rapid Transit, yeah.
Yep.
I would have argued for the Frisco Area Rapid Transit myself. That would have been would have been great just to be in on that meeting.
How about just San Francisco Area Rapid Transit? That would
no,
be enough.
Frisco.
The S-Fart would be good.
S-Fart would be
Svart.
Nice. S-Fart would be nice.
S-Fart.
Oh, God.
Yeah. Believe me, I'm sure they started with San Francisco. Oh, what about the Herb, can you do the math, please? Everyone else? Okay, we'll give you 10 minutes. All right, good. Now we're back to Bay. I would ride the fart. All right, so anyway, you're in the Bay Area, and your question is?
Actually, it's for Drew.
By the way, it took Drew 20 minutes to get to Frisco Area Rapid
No, I got it.
I saw you spinning for a while.
A couple beats, yeah. A
couple of beats. Lifetime. Go ahead, Sherry. Sorry.
That's okay. I have a question regarding counseling. I've been doing counseling for depression and some other things.
What other things?
A whole slew of things. My husband cheated on me with somebody from the Midwest. Yeah, it was great.
Somebody you knew from college or something? Or how did you meet somebody from the Midwest?
We are part of a theater organization that we travel places. We're both national and international coordinators for it. And he traveled to the Midwest and met up with this person. So
during one of his travels, he cheated?
Yeah.
All right.
Got to be quite a slap in the face from a gal from the Bay Area to him with some commoner from the middle of the country.
All right.
So you guys, this your ex-husband?
No.
Still together?
We are still together.
But angry.
I'm very angry. Still
hey,
angry.
Was this a one-time thing, the cheating?
This happened twice.
Twice.
Once when he went home to Baltimore and had my daughter with him, and once when he went to the Midwest.
All right, so what's the question?
Obviously I'm depressed for...
Yeah, I gotta ask more questions before you go on.
Okay.
Your daughter is not his daughter?
Oh, no, it is his daughter.
Yeah.
And how old were you when you guys got married?
We got married 3 years ago. She's two.
Okay, so go ahead, your question.
No problem. Is it normal for a counselor, after talking to you for 20 minutes, to basically say, you need to be on drugs?
Yes, it does. Think about how long. No. If a psychiatrist,
it's abnormal, should be more like 5 or 10.
Yeah,
minutes.
If a psychiatrist were to see you, he or she'd evaluate you for about 10 minutes and then make that decision, make a diagnostic decision. That's how you're trained.
Yeah.
The therapist may not be right. You have to see a doctor, but the therapist should know very quickly whether or not they need psychiatric consultation.
Yeah. And by the way, I don't know. You have to be on drugs is, I'm sure, not what they said.
No.
But obviously it's a slap in the face. Yes.
Yeah, his words were, I recommend that you get on this medication, and I'm uncomfortable with medication. I never think that's an answer.
All right, well, don't do it. But be prepared to be depressed.
It's not an answer, but if you are having difficulty functioning or you're thinking about harming yourself, it has the potential to save life.
Well, also, too, it's like you ask the question by being depressed. It's not like the guy kicked in your front door and said, you know, I'm gonna force this medication down your throat.
Yeah.
You've had depression for a while, so you wanted to seek an answer for it.
Sherry, here's the good news. That all the literature shows clear that the best outcomes are with medication and therapy. And if you're seriously enough depressed that somebody's willing to risk putting you on medication and you meet criteria in relatively short order, that means you need to be on medication, all probability, for your safety and your function, your ability to keep functioning.
I'll tell you what, Sherry, what's wrong? Why don't you give it a try? Maybe it'll work for you.
I'm willing to. That just seems wrong. I don't know.
Don't do it.
Well, anyway, stay with the therapy is important. The two work together. And the medicine you won't have to stay up for a long time if you do your work in therapy. The fact that you stayed with a guy that's cheated twice and that you married a guy that cheats that quickly in spite of having a kid. I mean, there's something really going on here, Sherry. You got to look into it. There's issues.
Yeah. And also, I was sitting around with a bunch of guys eating dinner last night. Everyone's on Lipitor.
Oh, really?
Yeah, everyone's got high,
guys,
you know, high cholesterol. Yeah, my age, yeah.
Crazy.
I always announce, by the way, when everyone tells me how high their cholesterol is. I know, it's shocking. All they do is eat red meat and they don't exercise.
Yeah.
Shocking.
Yeah.
But, you know, Drew says I can eat what I want. I always boldly announce that. But here's the thing. Everyone could get off the drug if they would just eat salads
right. And
do tons of exercise.
Right.
The problem is...
they don't do that.
No, they like carne asada and they like TiVo.
Right.
So they choose to take the Lipitor and, you know, maybe balance their diet a little bit and get some moderate exercise.
By the way, the same guy... You can give him a year or two to lose the weight and get the exercise going, and then take him off the Lipitor.
Yeah.
And in the meantime, he's obviated the danger by taking the medicine.
Well, he's
taking some risk with the medicine, admittedly. Medicine, I'm not saying medicines are great.
No free lunches in nature.
None. But in Lipitor in particular, I've had to take all my patients off Lipitor.
Really?
The muscle aching and stuff they get.
Really?
They
get like on their period.
Yeah.
All right, but let me say this about people. Now, this is what people do with things to lower their cholesterol. They make a trade-off. I would say the same in many ways. Drew is nodding and agreeing at the same time. Yeah, with some of these drugs. Yeah. You want to go to therapy full-time. You want to quit your stressful job. You want to move away from your husband. You want to start doing a couple hours of tantric sex and yoga every morning. Yeah, you probably wouldn't need this drug. The problem is you're not going to do that. You're staying with your husband. You're staying with your hectic job. You're living in the city. You're doing the thing.
Yeah.
So you got to take the drug.
Yeah.
Do it with some therapy. But, yeah, you don't need to if you just moved out to a dude ranch and sat in a lotus position. But you're not going to do that. Just like the guy eating the Lipitor is not going to start eating greens. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
Agreed.
All right. We got to take a break. But first, Jill. Jill, 30. What's up?
Hi. I've been listening to your show for years, and I love you guys a lot, but I have to comment on your voter apathy tonight.
Yes.
I think that, you know, a lot of young people listen to your show, and this is the eve of the presidential election. It's a very important election.
I just,
you know, the media is a powerful tool. You guys have your opinions, and I understand that, but, I mean, you know, Adam, you said our vote doesn't mean crap. I just can't agree with that. I mean,
no, he said there's more important things he wish
more
people
important
would do.
Things you can do.
I agree
do.
That there are important things out there, but I mean, it. You know, a lot of young people don't vote, and they're you know, I think they're one of the more important parts of the society that can
not
vote.
Really.
Can make a difference.
Not really.
You don't know
ass when you're 19.
Sorry?
You just don't. When you're 19, you don't know anything.
Well, you do know something. You can learn something.
Listen,
like,
I wouldn't want anyone who's 19 flying an airplane. I wouldn't want them running the country. I wouldn't want them taking care of my taxes. You find a thing you want a 19-year-old doing.
But
besides,
I mean,
going to junior college playing hacky sack.
You stand behind the morning after pill. I mean, if everybody, you know, a lot of people listen to your show agree with you. I agree with you. So, I mean, if people listen to your show, you know, I think those are people that I want to have out there voting because they're actually going to think. You know, and it's, I mean, we are in a democracy. We need to be able to vote, and our vote is important. And it's,
yeah, listen, I'm
great.
Quiet down. I agree that people should vote. I'm fine with
that. We're not telling people not to vote, that's for sure.
I agree with you, Jim. I don't understand why this is the most important election ever.
Okay. We're just trying to get tone down the rhetoric that's out there.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yes. For example, okay, there's a bunch of guys that are on the Supreme Court, and they're about ready to retire. One of them had some kind of heart problems, the head of him, William Rehnquist, or whatever.
Oh, yeah, thyroid cancer.
Okay, right. Yeah. Say, so whoever's going to replace him, whoever's
going to
be president next is going to be replacing that guy. And
right.
It's already pretty close, 50-50, between Democrats and Republicans.
Right.
So, you know, say the Kerry gets in there, well, Kerry's going to, you know, put somebody in the Supreme Court who's going
right.
to be, you know, have at least be more liberal or be
yeah.
more Democratic.
He's going to be the guy who says that the guys on death row for killing 8 people doesn't have to submit DNA samples
right.
so we can clear a bunch of other cases off the books. I don't
right.
want that guy in there.
So the thing is like, we're really close to, you know, the
yeah. So you see,
I don't necessarily want that guy in
the
there.
The problem is, Jill, you maybe encourage a lot of people to vote and then vote for Bush.
Sorry. Well, you know what? That's okay too, because
okay.
you know we need to have
sure
more people vote. I mean, it's an
now we don't need 100 million people. Not enough. We need more.
Yeah, because what I mean, there's
yeah.
already a small amount of people who vote, and those are the ones who are making.
No, not really. 100 million people's a large group, any way you slice it.
Yeah,
here's what I'd like. Here's
If more people voted, then we wouldn't have so many problems, as many problems with this country. You
no.
know,
I don't know that's true.
What? I don't know what that means.
Vote? I mean, it's a right. There are other countries where people don't have the right, where the government.
You're right.
The
right. Philosophically, they should
yeah.
exercise their right.
And by the way, we can't judge those other countries where they don't vote because it's a cultural thing, and
yeah.
who are we to judge? But by the way. Okay, here's all I'm saying.
So Roe versus
yes,
Wade is almost ready. You know, they're going to overturn it if we get.
Yeah, that's right. I know. Back alley abortions. We're moments away from back alley abortions. We've been moments away from back alley abortions for 35 years.
Well, if those people out there aren't standing up for the morning after pill, for example, then it could happen.
Yeah, I wish I could agree, but it's not that easy.
You kind of agree, though.
Listen, I'm all for the morning after pill,
yeah.
and, you know, I'm part Republican and part Democrat.
Yeah.
I don't really like either one of them, to tell you the truth. I'm
yeah.
not Bush, Kerry, I don't care which one of them. I don't like either one of them, per se, and I'm not going to buy into the hysteria that the country's going to go off the edge of the earth if Bush gets another term. I'm just not.
Yeah, we're going for that.
We'll take ourselves a little break. How about we focus on young people not cheating on tests?
Yeah.
It would be a better society if
yes.
they didn't cheat
Lots
in college.
Like that. Yes.
That's a problem. How about
yes,
that?
Agreed.
Would you rather have them vote or would you rather have a 19-year-old vote or not
cheat? Here's my
question.
How can they tell the outcomes of the election through taking a sample of a couple thousand people if every vote counts?
I don't know.
You know what I mean?
True. Everyone close their eyes and answer the question, what do you want a 19-year-old doing? You want him flying your plane? You want him representing
Chris,
you in court?
You.
Look at the clock, guys.
What do you want a 27-year-old?
We got to take a break.
Right, we
got to take a break. We'll be back after this. Hey, everyone. Drew, please. It's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew talking election tonight. But I was talking to Drew in the hallway.
About Halloween?
About Halloween. So
yeah.
I want to talk about that for a second. I couldn't get to it last night with that crazy psychic in here stealing all my chi. So we'll talk tonight about it. First off, so I brought it up
you
last night.
You were hamburger meat.
Yeah. Didn't get to much of it. But this idea of bringing the kids' candy into the hospital to have it x-rayed. A few thoughts on x-raying candy. One, sounds like a myth. Don't know that actually happened. But when I was a kid, they would do that. They would go, local hospitals will x-ray. You can bring your candy in. They'll x-ray. And I always thought, boy, that's got to be hell for the guy just got in a horrible motorcycle accident.
He's waiting for the candy to be x-rayed.
What's going on? I got a femur sticking out of my thigh. Yeah, kid's got a Snickers, a Mars, and an Abba-Zab. I got to finish. Abba-Zab is getting a mammogram,
boy.
Actually. and by the way, talk about freaking the kids out. No, no, no. Shh, don't eat that. People are trying to poison you. There's
when
people
we were kids,
trying to
like,
kill you.
Do not take fruit because they're they found razor blades.
Candy apples. Razors
razor
and
blades and apples. And that was the big thing.
And by the way, let's examine the strategy of putting a razor blade in a candy apple. By the way, what percentage of houses are giving out candy apples? 80%? Do you just come home with a huge sack of candy apples?
And you have no idea who would have given you the apple with the razor blade. I figured that out.
How long does it take the cops to do the razor blade math? They're not dropping them from a crop duster. They're handing them out. You know, hey, where'd you... Oh, you got a razor blade? Yeah.
And they
got
the way, where'd you, urban myth.
Urban.
Never
urban
even
myth.
Happened.
I don't think so.
But my parents were... It was going to happen to us.
You got to get the candy x-rayed. But I was thinking... Talk about freaking a kid out. Just don't eat. No, no, no. Yeah. We're going to get it x-rayed. We're going to x-ray the candy, which means now you're eating irradiated candy. And, he was fine, but he died of Hodgkin's just 8 months later.
Never bit a razor.
Didn't buy a razor, but he had a brain tumor and he died.
How many people radiated know candy. Somebody who got their tongue cut on a razor because it was in food?
No.
Given to them by somebody else. Anybody?
No.
Anybody?
No.
One in a million? One in 100 million? One in 200 million?
No. I just thought, emotionally, what does that do to your kids? There's people out there who want to kill you, Timmy. That's what they're doing. And so we got to check everything. And, you know, when you get your Easter basket, we're getting an explosive sniffing dog to check that out. Because,
and by the way,
it may be a bomb.
By the way, where are you going trick-or-treating? In your neighborhood?
No.
Or at the airport or something?
No, you go to Beirut.
You're going in your neighborhood?
In your neighborhood. Yeah, but there's that, you know, that nice old lady at the end of the street?
She puts razor blades in the candy.
Well, we don't know if she doesn't. Yeah. She didn't say she didn't. Did she say she didn't
always
put razor
weird.
Blades?
She always looked nasty when she drove out the driveway.
Yeah. And let me ask you something. Let's just say you did. First off, let's say you're able to get a razor blade into an apple without being detected. I don't know how you do it. I think you have to grow the apple around the razor blade. You take the young seedling. This is what maniacs do. They take that old lady, she probably has an apple tree in her backyard. She gets a young seedling. I've seen this. She used to work at a liquor store. They would do this, how they would grow pears in these bottles for these liqueurs. They would actually put the bottle under the little sapling there.
Nice.
And the thing would grow. The bud would grow inside
cool.
the bottle. That's awesome. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, got to buy some of that. Yeah. Anyway, that's how they build ships and bottles. They grow the ship inside the bottle.
New medicine for you.
Yeah, my medicine. so what do? You take the little apple bud and you put the razor blade on it. You do it in such a way where the apple grows around it and engulfs it. Yeah, and by the way, do you swallow the razor blade then when you're eating? I mean, there's a pretty good chance.
We'll ask some of the people who did this.
Because there's millions.
There's millions
out
there. Millions.
You're probably not going to get the business side of the razor, but even if you did, there's a good chance you might get a little abrasion on your lip or something. You're not going to ingest it, are you?
No.
Swallowed or you eat them whole? What are you like a wild pig? You're nine. You take a little parakeet bites
of an apple. Yeah.
You don't even get to the center part of an apple when you're a kid. By the way, you just you lick the caramel nuts off it and you toss it.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Ready to rock?
Here you go.
Drew?
Let's take some calls.
All right. Dan? Oh, so here's what I found out when I was doing a little research for Kimmel last week. So I said to my boy, he's 32, I said...
On Lipitor.
I said, look, I said, Abba Zabba. I said, what's that?
Ooh.
I said, Abba Zabba. It's got the...
Don't tell me it doesn't exist.
It's got the taffy. It's got the peanut butter in it.
Yeah, it's perfect.
He said,
delicious.
He said, no, I never heard of that one.
Got the yellow and white.
Well, yellow
wrapper.
One. It looks like a checkered cab. I said, I ate one today, by the way.
Oh, good.
Forgot how good an Abba Zabba was.
I thought you were going to tell me they weren't around.
You forgot how good they were. So I said to a guy, he's 32, I said, he helped me write some stuff. I said, Abba Zabba. I said, no, I don't know what Abba Zabba is. Never heard of it.
Oh, my God.
I said, wow, that's weird. I just thought I thought it was like Snickers bar. Like everyone knows a Clark bar. Everyone knows what it is. Peanut butter cup. Nope, never heard of it. I said, wow, that's weird. So I go to Kimmel, and I'm sitting at the table with all the writers. And these guys, a lot of them are Ivy League guys.
Yeah, yeah.
Not emotionally.
Yeah, yeah, I understand.
Emotionally, they're 11.
I've seen them.
But from an educational standpoint, very educated guys. And they're comedy writers. These guys know exactly who you're talking about all the time and whenever you're talking about. You want to talk about late night commercials? You want to bring up bring up a Hanna Shigula's name, they know she's a Hungarian actress. Wow. You know, they just, that's what they do. As a comedy writer, you know everything.
Yeah.
I said, Abba's Abba. Less than half the table knew what Abba's Abba was.
Wow.
Average age, 42.
Did you bring them in and
educated.
Make them all eat them?
No, someone brought it in later and let me eat them. But the point is then I started thinking, well, what is this? Is this a regional thing? No, there are people from New York who knew what it was, but it wasn't. So is it not that popular?
No, it's never been a big seller.
But it's a
regional. It's always been around.
Well, first off, let's look at it this way, Drew. You know what it is.
I know what it is. Cause
by the way, if I told any of these people at the table that Dr. Drew knew something,
they'd be ashamed.
No, oh, no, they would fall on a sharpened stick. And they would take the Abba Zabba, they would carve it into a point, and it would just fall
on.
I should have done it. Dr. Drew knows something. Yeah, hey, a reference? You guys don't know. You kill yourself.
Abba Zabba liked them when I was growing up, A.
Yeah, good.
B, always thought, what the hell's with this name?
Okay.
What?
Is it a regional thing?
No. It's all over the place.
All over the... Smart people know...
I don't think anybody eats them. It's a strange. First of all, no advertising, no marketing.
Again, you know what they are.
I ate them.
This is just
maybe
really
coincidence.
Just
things just happen as a matter of coincidence.
Uh-oh. Engineer Chris, now you're from out here.
Yes.
Yes. Abba Zabba?
Yes.
You know what one is.
I had one.
You've had one.
Yeah, like back in the day when I was in baseball and stuff, yeah.
You know what they are?
Yeah.
Okay.
Definitely.
Oh, by the way. This is the 1-2 punch. Here's what's going to be at the writer's table tomorrow at Kimmel. Bad news for those of you who don't know what the Abba Zabba is. Not only does Dr. Drew, the man who's never heard of anything, know what it is and know it well. Engineer Chris, oh, dear Lord. Dear Lord. And people just putting pistols in their mouths, reaching, taking their shoes off to get to the shotgun trigger.
Yes, just blowing a lot of
pow, pow, pow. Oh, it's just be carnage. Just the heads blowing every direction. Wow, that's gonna be brutal. Wait till I drop that bomb on.
Hat trick.
I used to use them to
get my teeth out on my head when I was a kid.
Oh yeah, that's great. See, that's hard.
Yeah.
I wonder if some people don't like them or they're not a chocolate candy. Everything's chocolate.
Stop making excuses. We all know the Abba Zabba well.
There's got to be. I think it's a rarely consumed candy though. It needs to be. We need to go on a campaign, mind you.
None of us own an IKEA, but we know the car.
Mm.
Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I'm thinking it's a regional thing now. Maybe they don't have it in the middle of the country or the East Coast. Like, we don't have squirrel nut zippers out here.
Yes, that's true.
Which I hear are good.
Yeah.
It just got the word nut and squirrel and zipper in it. It makes me want some.
Yeah, it sounds like it should be good, huh?
All right. Well, everyone, do yourselves a favor. Dig into that Abba Zabba. 8-1 today. Enjoyed the hell out of it. No, the F out of it.
Oh, as long as we're selling things. By the way, please buy my book in paperback if you haven't read it. Cracked.
No.
I really put a lot into that. And I'm thinking I'm going to come out with another one. Similar.
Okay. All right. Keep it to yourself.
Yeah.
Dan?
Hello, Adam and Drew.
What's happening?
How are you? Calling from New York.
New York. Do you know the Abba Zabba?
Never heard of the Abba Zabba.
Ooh. See, Drew, maybe.
And, haven't heard of it there either.
He lived in the West.
And I haven't heard of it there either.
All right, Drew, see, I'm thinking regional.
You could be right.
Now, think of like you and Engineer Chris know something a guy went to Brown and grew up in Massachusetts doesn't know?
The evidence is accumulating. Yeah, you're right. That's the evidence, right?
Yeah. You two know something.
Yeah.
Together.
So there's got to be an explanation.
Oh, there has to be an explanation.
Right.
All right. And Anderson, as much as I'd like to throw you in on that list, that's not you.
Anderson
you
knows stuff, yeah.
Yeah, we have problems in different fields, Anderson, but not this one. Thank you.
So what's up, Dan?
Well, my question is, just regarding your election conversation, and I'm sort of praying. I'm a little nervous talking to you guys because I'm a huge fan.
Please don't be. Thank you.
I'm praying that my smoke detector doesn't go off.
Ooh, that would be bad.
That would be awesome.
He doesn't know what the Abba Zabba is and his smoke detector trips.
Yeah.
Speaking regional. Go ahead.
Not good. My question is, I guess one of the things that has swayed me towards voting for Kerry on this upcoming election is just looking at George Bush and him sort of being a poster child for the loony sort of right-wing Christian born-again movement.
Yeah.
It makes me extraordinarily uncomfortable. I'm an atheist,
yes.
But I have a dad who's sort of a recent born again Christian.
Hmm.
And ooh. he raised us just, you know, with zero religious influence whatsoever.
And then he found Jesus like in his 40s or 50s?
Yeah, he found Jesus pretty late. And, you know, so I'm just, you know, like, I look at that, I deal with that every week, and then, you know, I just sort of like, oh, what's happened? This is my world's falling apart. But just looking at Bush and his...
Well, let's hold on a second. Okay, we got to take a break. Let's just say this. I'm an atheist. I don't mind someone with faith. I'll go back to an airplane pilot. I don't mind my airplane pilot being a man of faith. I don't have a problem with that. I don't mind those who have a faith. I really don't.
No, it may help with decisions. It may help people.
I don't like when it starts bleeding into your personal faith, prevents you from doing something with stem cell or with morning after pills. That's when we have a problem, because now your personal faith has really kind of become my faith by proxy. In a certain sense, or at least aspects of your faith have
read
into my...
Well, and by the way, preventing you from assessing objectively things that you should be behind.
Yes.
Your dictates of faith should get you behind these things.
Right. But on the other hand, every president claims to be a man of great faith. It's just with guys like Clinton, they're clearly lying and receiving BJs. So they're sort of hypocrites, which in a way, at least I believe Bush in his faith. Clinton's just a kissing ass. He goes to the all-black church and tries to suck up a little bit.
I think Bush may be a recovering guy.
Oh, yeah.
But I mean, actually in the program.
Okay. Well, here's... Here's my point. I'm not as bothered by it as maybe some people are. No one's a bigger atheist than me, as long as he can sort of keep it out of, and people might argue, well, he can't.
If he's a recovering guy, the faith associated with recovery tends to be very personal, abstract. It's not a, you know, it's not an organized religious faith.
All right. I would say keep it to yourself and be pragmatic in your assessments. All right. We'll take a quick break. But I can understand why that's a turnoff.
Yeah,
we'll be right back after this. Hey, everybody. Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Heated candy conversation. Big hunk versus bit of honey versus Abba Zaba. Drew, a passionate man about more than women. Evidently, Taffy's passionate. He just said very summarily that a bit of honey needed to go away. No room.
You know, passion... implies sort of energy around appetites.
Yeah.
Doesn't it?
Yeah. No room in Drew's life for bit o' honey, yes?
No.
I got to say this, too. I had a bit o' honey today. I had, you know, just a sliver.
Yeah, they're broken into...
Doesn't hold a candle to the Abba Zaba.
Nothing.
Abba Zaba, delicious.
Where'd
people,
the name come
please,
from, Chris?
Please,
you
treat
figure
yourselves.
That out.
Get on that internet there. All right. Here's my prediction. 10 minutes goes by. Chris goes, I found it. Then we go, what? And they go, Abba Zaba's the name.
It came up in 1937.
Yeah. Where is it? Where was it originated?
There's no official site.
Two
when
B's.
Did it get started?
Is it two B's?
It's coming. You'll find it. Here we go.
Here we are.
Brian.
Yeah.
20?
Yep. And by the way, I've heard of an Abba Zaba.
You're from Texas.
I am.
All right, brother. What's up?
I'm having some issues with my sexuality.
Uh-huh.
I consider myself straight, but I'm not too sure.
Always a bad sign when you make that announcement.
Yeah, I've decided. Yeah,
yes.
My self-image is that of a straight man.
Yeah, straight guys don't really make proclamations about their sexuality. They're too busy trying to get laid
or masturbating.
Ooh, good. Go ahead, Brian.
I tend to enjoy the company and the relationship more of a male companion. Mm-hmm. But, like, when it comes to just, like, raw sexual instinct, I mean, I enjoy vaginal intercourse a whole lot.
All right.
So, what has caused your sort of orientation compass to begin spinnings?
I'm not quite sure. Dated and...
No. Were you sexually abused growing up or something?
I'm sorry?
Were you sexually abused growing up?
No, not at all.
No inappropriate touching by male or anything of that sort? Or male peer even? Another person your own age?
Mm.
What happened?
Something.
Possibly. I mean,
all right.
Nothing well, that I didn't consider messing around.
Well, the messing around is what causes some of these orientation problems at critical periods in development.
Also, there is a 20-year-old, let me say this, guys, first off, guys like hanging out with guys more because we're guys.
Yes.
They're guys. It's better to hang out with guys. Look, let's face it, you want to have sex with a woman and then hang out with a guy. Sometimes at 20, that kind of stuff gets skewed a little bit. It gets a little blurry.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying you think about having sex with guys, but you can really have close relationships and, guys you envy or idolize. You know, young boys, you know, they look at Tom Brady. They look at athletes. They look at, Shaquille O'Neal or Kobe Bryant. You know, it's a little stronger than, hey, he's my buddy.
Right, right.
But that's supposed to start going away.
It should go away in the later teens.
Later teens.
Yeah.
And Brian's saying, all right, there's a little confusion. He's hanging on to his. Fine. I wouldn't beat myself up about it, and I wouldn't question myself too much about it. On the other hand, don't shut it off if that's the direction you're going.
But you should have some confusion if you were traumatized growing up. And a child-on-child sexual abuse does tend to cause a good deal of confusion. It's not shattering like an adult doing that to you.
Right.
But it can be problematic.
All right. Engineer Chris, Abba Zabba?
There's just a bunch of sites where you could buy it.
Oh, okay.
Let me go check it.
We've got to purchase that.
Let me go check it.
All right. Let's take a little break. Drew's going to get to the bottom of the Abba Zabba controversy. All that after this. All right. Well, if we were stoned, we would have eaten the computer by now. Because Drew's been on some sort of novelty candy website looking at all the stuff we grew up with.
And yet no history of Abba Zabba.
Can't find the history of it.
The source of the name.
All right. Well, we'll be sure not to bring that to you tomorrow. Uh-huh. How about that, Drew?
We'll forget by that.
All right. So, until next time, this is Adam Carolla for Dr. Drew saying mahalo.
This has been Loveline. Loveline. The opinions expressed on this show are not necessarily those of the staff, management, sponsors, or this station. The producer for Loveline is Ann Ingold. Loveline is a presentation of Westwood One Entertainment.